Lesson 2. Man who loses divine life. Adam and Eve lived with God in the Garden of Eden. They received life from God and they lived happily. Varieties of fruits were there in that garden. The trees produced different kinds of fruits, attractive to look at and very tasty. God entrusted man to cultivate and maintain this garden. God said, "You may freely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat." From the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verses 16 to 17. This tree was in the middle of the garden. Its fruit was very attractive to see. Satan tempted Eve to eat it. Satan said that they will become like God if they eat it. Eve listened to Satan and ate the fruit. She gave it to Adam too. He also ate it. They rejected the command of God and accepted the advice of Satan. They disobeyed God. Thus, they sinned. When we disobey the command of God, we sin. As usual, God our Lord came to the garden in the evening to walk with them. Adam and Eve were not able to run to him joyfully because they had acted against him. They were shy and afraid. They felt uneasy to stand before God. They hid themselves among the trees. God decides that man comes to him and lives with him. He gives chances for that too. But man often misuses those chances. God asked Adam, who drifted away from him, "Adam, where are you?" He replied, "I am afraid because I am naked and so I hid." From the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verses 9 to 10. We should not be like Adam and Eve who moved away from God. God is our Father. He gave us life. He gave us love. He gave us His image and likeness. We have to obey His commands. Happy are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Reading from the book of Psalms, chapter 119, verses 1. We should not listen to the word of Satan and thus go away from God. We should not feel afraid and shy to remain close to God. What we must fear is to remain close with Satan. Therefore, let us love God, obey God, and be with Him. Let us find out the answers. 1. From which tree in the Garden of Eden did God command them not to eat? 2. Who tempted our first parents to act against the command of God? 3. Why did Adam and Eve hide themselves among the trees? Let us pray. O my God, who gave me life, let me not go away from you. Give me the strength not to listen to Satan, but to listen to you, O Lord. Let us sing. The good God created Adam and gave him paradise, but he gave heed to Satan's word and disobeyed God's command. Adam lost God's presence, he lost all peace and joy. If we love God and Him we obey, then heaven we shall enjoy. Respond. Recall the occasions when you committed mistake. What did you feel then? Select from the following and write. Fear, joy, sorrow. Bible reading. From the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verses 1 to 13. My favorite Bible sentence. Select the words and fill the columns. You're given several words. Some of them are to be deserted and others are to be accepted. List them in the appropriate columns. God, Satan, parents, teachers, good friends, bad films, good books, bad words, bad pictures. To be accepted and to be deserted. My decision. 1. I will not tell lie. 2. I will obey my parents. 3. I will pray daily.